Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. The film How to Die in Oregon follows several people as they undertake the difficult decision to end their lives under the state's controversial Death with Dignity Act. This week, the film comes out on DVD. But I spoke to the film's director, Peter Richardson, when he visited Columbia earlier this year. He began by telling me about the Death with Dignity Act.
Yeah, so Oregon was the first state in the country and only the third place in the world to formally legalize physician-aid in dying, which is called the Death with Dignity Act in Oregon. And basically, the law stipulates that if two doctors determine that a person has less than 6 months to live, that person can legally request a fatal dose of barbiturates to end their life. So Oregon first passed this law in 1994, and then actually the state legislature sent it back to the voters again, and they passed it again in 1997, and it was officially enacted in 1997. And since it's been enacted, I think it's probably close to about 600 people have actually used the law to end their life.
But you grew up in Oregon, correct?
I did, yeah.
So
was this
in your consciousness growing up?
Well, you know, I moved to Oregon when I was 5 years old, and so certainly I was around when this law was passed. But, you know, truthfully, when you're a young person, you don't give a law like this very much thought. So I was aware of it, but it wasn't something that I had any direct or personal experience with, and, you know, through a family member, other than the fact that I lived in Oregon and I knew that the law existed. But it was never something that really affected my personal life until I, you know, went and made the film.
How did you come to make the film then?
Yeah, that's the question, right? So I was 27. I had just actually, I was 26 when I first had the idea for the film. I just finished my first film, which was about my hometown in Oregon. And this was 2006. And I was it was the day that I was leaving for Sundance with that film. Actually happened to be the day that the United States Supreme Court ruling upholding Oregon's law was announced. So Oregon's law had actually been challenged by the Bush administration, first under John Ashcroft. Challenge went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they ultimately upheld the law in a split decision. And the day that I was leaving for the festival was the day that this decision was announced. And literally, I was staying at the Portland airport, was leaving very early in the morning, an early flight to Salt Lake, and saw this headline and announcing this decision. I just knew at that moment that that would be the next film that I would make. And then it was about a year later that I actually started making it.
Did you have a well-formed opinion, either in support or against, before even making this film?
Yeah, no, I really didn't have an opinion about the law going into the film. It was just not something I'd given a lot of thought to. And so I think ultimately that was beneficial. And I think in a way, not knowing too much about the law or not having a direct personal experience that might sort of color my own experience or interpretation of what I was filming was really helpful. So I was able to go in it kind of just with fresh eyes, essentially. And so that was kind of what I brought to the film. And I made the film, you know, I think there's this presumption in documentary that whenever you're making a film about a political topic, that it's naturally going to be for or against something. That really wasn't, I guess, my intention with the film. It was just to tell the story. And there's this very specific story that I wanted to tell, which was the experience of people who had terminal diagnoses and were considering using this law. So that's the story of the film. And I think, you know, some people think that the film is very neutral, and some people think that, well, because it tells this story, then it's in favor of that story. You know, there's a presumption there. So, but yeah, I just kind of went into the film with, you know, a little bit of research, but really not an opinion made one way or the other. And, you know, I don't think that I really emerged with I emerged after making the film with really just a much better understanding of course, why someone would want this medication and really what a complex decision it is to ultimately use the law. And that was, I think those were kind of like the major themes that I walked away with.
Before you even started filming, though, I mean, it's a very sensitive topic. Mm-hmm. What issues did you anticipate happening? Did you have to prepare yourself for as a documentarian?
Well, the biggest thing that I had to prepare myself for, of course, was, you know, just forming these very personal relationships with people who would ultimately die, you know, who would not be there by the end of filming. So that was a really difficult decision to kind of undertake that journey, like go on that journey. And there were a lot of people who I talked to kind of as I was considering making this film who I think, warned me about it and tried to dissuade me from making the film just because they felt that the personal burden or cost would be too great, you know, that it would be too difficult to go and make this film. But, you know, I had such conviction about wanting to tell this story that I just kind of moved past that. And ultimately, you know, it was indeed a very difficult journey, and it was very difficult forming these relationships and then losing people. But at the same time, it was, you know, incredible gift to have been able to film with them and experience a part of their lives. And I think that's one of the gifts of being a documentary filmmaker, is that you're given access into people's lives, people who you would never otherwise meet in the course of your daily life. And, you know, I learned a tremendous amount from all the people that I filmed with, and this film and other films, but I think especially this film, because when you are confronted with the end of your life, you really start to think about, well, what's most important? You know, how am I going to live each day? Do I want to be here tomorrow? I think the wisdom that someone has who has been given a terminal diagnosis is really extraordinary, and I think some of that kind of comes through in the film.